The reading taken for this Sunday of the Septuagesima is taken from St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, do you know not that those who run in a race all indeed run, but one receives the prize? So run as to obtain it. And everyone in a contest abstains from all things, and they indeed to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable. I therefore so run not as now without a purpose, or I so fight as not beating the air, but I chastise my body, and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps after preaching to others I myself should be rejected. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized in Moses, in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Yet with most of them, God was not well pleased. Thus far the words of the epistle. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the Holy Gospel, which this Sunday is appointed from St. Matthew the Apostle. At the time Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable: the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And about the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you whatever is just." So they went. And again he went out about the sixth and about the ninth hour, and he did as before. But about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing about, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here all day idle?" They said to him, "Because no man has hired us." He said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard." But when the evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning from the last even to the first." Now when they of the 11th hour came, they received each a denarius. And when the first in their turn came, they thought that they would receive more. But they also received each his denarius. And in receiving it, they began to murmur against the householder, saying, "These last have worked a single hour, and thou hast put them on a level with us who have borne the burden of the day's heat." But answering one of them, he said, "Friend, I do thee no injustice. Didst thou not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is thine and go. I choose to give to this last one even as to thee. Have I not a right to do what I choose? Or art thou envious because I am generous? Even so the last shall be first and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Please be seated. I will sing forever the mercies of the Lord. And this time of mercy is called Septuagesima, that we commence on this Sunday. Precisely refers to a time of beginning a spiritual race that we will start on Lent in order to prepare us for this conversion. And there are many signs in the liturgy that today are different, such as the violet color of the vestments, which indicate penance. Also the absence of the Alleluia, which is a song of joy. All points out to a time of grace that will become, that is called Lent, which is approaching. Therefore, this parable reminds us that we have a few hours of the day of life left to go into the vineyards of our own souls, root up the weeds, till the soil, plant the good seed, that the Father of all may be able in the end to give you and to give us the wages of eternal life. The reminder of this parable is that we're all guests in the kingdom of heaven, and the Lord is inviting us to his heavenly banquet. How then is going to be our response? Saint Bernard asked himself daily, "Bernard, why are you here?" Meaning that we are not called to leisure, but to labor, to cultivate the vineyard that is our souls with virtues and the church by holy examples. St. Peter, in the second letter of St. Peter, he says, labor the more that by good works you make sure your calling and election. Now there are certain people, such as the gospel today, who are standing all their lives idle. That is to say, they do not try to work their own salvation in fear and trembling, such as St. Paul says. They do anything in the Lord's vineyard, the church, by helping forward good works, either by their means or by their active service. It is too much trouble for them to go to church, too tiresome to go to Mass and the sacraments. So day goes after day, and they have done no good works, or corrected no faults, or made absolutely no advancement or improvement. In other words, they are all day idle, and they may convert at the 11th hour. But let's think about this. Who are then the 11-hour workers of our day? We may want to name them, such as deathbed converts, persons who are typically despised by those who are fervent in their religious commitments. Who are those 11th-day workers that the gospel is talking to us today? So let us look at the parable. Our Lord says, go you also into my vineyard, and I shall give you what shall be just. By what shall be just is signified, according to the fathers of the church, the merit of good works, which according to justice merits a reward, which God promises, weighs out and distributes according to his justice and mercy. The cultivators of this vineyard are not held in honor for the time during which they have labored, but for the diligence, the zeal, and the spirit with which they have labored, for they are preferred to the first ones. St. Jerome says that. The zeal and the spirit which they have labored for, they are preferred to the first ones. St. Jerome points out, too, fathers of the church, do not, I repeat, weigh faith by ears, nor suppose me better than yourself, because I have enlisted under Christ's banner early than you. And this is an example with the Apostle Paul, who was persecuting and killing Christians, even though was the last in the order of the apostles, is first in merit, since a newly kindled heat is more effective than a long-continued lukewarmness. In the Book of Wisdom, we read, being made perfect in a short space, he fulfilled a long time. We can also signify then that we are all, at the end, 11-hour workers. At a deeper level, we are not saved by our own merits or by the many hours that we spend working in the Lord's vineyard, but rather by the Lord's mercy, the Father of the vineyard, which signifies the church and the sacraments of life that Christ gives to us. This mercy then is God's love poured out upon us. In the diary of Saint Faustina, our Lord told to this saint, I am love and mercy itself. This flowing quality of mercy is most dramatically represented by Christ in the cross, as through the blood and water gushing forth from his pierced heart, he pours his very life out as a fountain of mercy. God then saves on account of his mercy. It is not then the greater labor that makes the merit greater, but the greater grace and cooperation with grace that he gives to us on account of his love and mercy. Mercy means that God rewards beyond merits and punishes less than is merited. Let us begin then this special time of grace called Septuagesima, and then Lent, to learn and live the graces that God would grant to us, to practice his mercy through prayer, repentance, and approaching him in prayer constantly, to be merciful to others. As the Lord says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Since if we give mercy, it is the only way that we shall obtain it. And finally, to work on trust in our Lord. The more we trust in our Lord Jesus, the more we will receive. Our Lady of Guadalupe told San Juan Diego, "I am a merciful mother." May she intercede for us as she continues to proclaim His mercy from generation to generation. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.